Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. This is your host, Deb Wolf, calling from Camp Good Dog, where we have new puppies. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But today we've got a guest, Karen Bostick. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I see you've got pages and pages and pages to talk about. PetsPage.com is what you're coming to tell us about today. So what is PetsPage.com, Karen?
Well, and thank you so much for the opportunity to get to talk about it. I'm definitely excited to be here. And so PetsPage.com is a social pet community. So basically it's an online website, kind of like a Facebook for pets, where your pet your pet can have its own profile, and pet lovers have profiles. We even have pet businesses on there that can upgrade to a business page, and we always have, right now we have leaderboards and superstar status and a bunch of fun. We usually have kind of weekly social pet superstar photo contest. We have massive prize giveaways where we give away roughly every other month about $4,000 worth of pet products and pet prizes. Wow. And so lots of fun stuff going on.
Who's more into this, dog owners or cat owners, would you say?
Well, and then now, just to be clear, before I'll preface my answer with PetSpace.com is definitely a place for all pet lovers. So if you've got,
okay,
you know, turtles,
lizards,
you've got anything,
parrots,
like that.
Okay, horses, but dogs and cats are the big ones,
but
right?
Definitely dogs and cats, and because my little dog is kind of our at least the muse for it in the first place. So he's a little Maltipoo. So we have all sorts of dogs on there, and we do have cats and different ones, but a lot of dogs and a lot of little dogs. So it tends to be kind of little dogs and little dog lovers, but we welcome everybody.
Your Maltipoo, does your Maltipoo have little pee-pee accidents when people come to the door?
Nope. No, he's very, very well trained. He's 10 and a half years old.
I am impressed, Karen. You have impressed me. I thought you were going to say, yes, how do I fix that? I'm so glad that your Maltipoo doesn't do that. Now, the people out there listening in Radio Land who have a Maltipoo or a Maltese are thinking, why can't mine keep it in at the door? How come her dog isn't a sprinkler like mine? So you probably diffuse the greetings. You probably make sure he's on empty already and you don't womp them all up, get him
really
super hyper.
Yeah, I have not. This is the first time I've really kind of even been asked that question or something. Now, he does, you know, he wants attention, and he wants to, you know, for everybody, I've always told him, of course, that everybody comes to see him. So, you know, they come over here to see Tinks and not me. So he wants to make sure that everybody has greeted him. But other than that, he's never had a problem with bladder control, thank goodness. It sounds like it is a problem.
Well, it can be in little dogs. And I think part of the reason is that people make excuses for it. You know, if a Doberman urinates on the carpet, they don't call it wee-wee or piddle. They get upset and they call it trainer. But if a little wee dog is a little wee accident, they tend to minimalize it.
Yeah, true.
And and so I think that's part of it. Part of it is a small bladder. Part of it is getting them overly excited. And urinating is a naturally submissive greeting. So when you got a tiny little dog, it's going to want to submit to you when you come home. Yours sounds more like he rules the roost. So
yes.
I don't think he's submitting to anybody.
That's what sometimes he's, and usually everybody's like, oh, wow, Tinks is so mellow and he's not barking at all. And then, but whenever he wants attention, you know, if he wants to be picked up or he's not happy if we're visiting someplace and he's like, okay, I'm ready to go. All the fun that I want to, you know, have has been had. Or if he's left in the car, and of course, you know, pet safety in the car and everything like that. So I'm very aware of it. But sometimes, you know, for 2 seconds or something, you might, even now whenever I'm just like, even slow down, he gets all worked up and starts barking because he does not like to be kind of left alone. And I tell him, he's been a part of my family for, you know, over 10 years now. And even my license plate on my car is named Tinks. I'm like, Tinks, seriously, I'm not going to leave you here. Come on. We have a bond that's a little bit more than that. But, you know, he's still insecure about it, I guess.
Well, or maybe it's just part of the way he shows his displeasure. It's just part of the routine now.
Yep.
You know, he just throws a little fit because it's expected. I mean, you know, he wants you to know he loves you, and this is how you do things in your family.
Yeah,
but for people listening who have a little dog like this, who's kind of the center of their universe, if you're planning on having children, you got to change this pretty soon. Stop talking baby talk to the dog. Stop making him the center of attention, because pretty soon baby is going to be the center of attention, and you don't want the dog hating the baby. There's loads of things you can do to make the dog like the baby, but the first thing is stop baby talking your dog if you think down the road you're going to have an actual baby. Okay, so I'm kind of throwing in the training tips because that's what I do. I keep my listeners interesting. So petspage.com, how many friends, is it friends or pet pals, or how many has your popular little twink got there?
Well, we have on petspage.com, and it is definitely, you know, Tinks is kind of the muse of why it got created, but all the pets on there are the stars. And so we have about 5,400, I think a little over 5,400 members right now. So we're super excited about that. And then we have an online following, like on, I have the three large Facebook pages, and, you know, with Twitter and everything that we've got going on, we've got over 600,000 online followers.
Oh my gosh.
We entertain, attract, kind of educate and engage. You know, with 600,000 plus pet lovers all around the world many, many times a day. So we have a lot of fun.
That is a lot. Well, I'm on Facebook too. I don't have 600,000 followers, but sometimes on Camp Good Dog, which is my business, sometimes we post videos. And we posted some videos. Now, the videos get a ton of hits. I don't know who all that is out there looking for videos of newborn puppies, but we've got them because we have a litter of six beautiful standard poodle puppies. They were 2 weeks old on Tuesday, and we've posted a whole whack of videos and puppy photos, and we'll keep doing it until the last puppy sells. So if you want to get your cute little puppy fix, you should go to Camp Good Dog on Facebook, because that's where we're putting it.
Did you post the videos right from on Facebook, or is it a YouTube link or something like that? Because I'd love to share it with our online following, and also on petspage.com, because I know our members would like to get their puppy fixed.
Well, for now, they have to go to Camp Good Dog on Facebook, because that's where I've been putting them. They're just so cute.
Yeah.
I load one, and then I take another one, and then I load because they're just so adorable. So,
they are.
But you can also see pictures of all the happy campers, big grinning faces standing in the mud and swimming in the pond and all that kind of stuff. We only have about a minute left in our first segment, but don't worry, we're having you back, Karen. We're going to do another couple of segments, because I want to find out more about this, and why would a pet owner want to do this? What does it give them that they don't already have in their life? Maybe their Facebook family is sick of seeing pictures of their dogs. Maybe they're not finding out about all the dog and cat and pet related events in their world, in their close world, and they would if they were linked in better. I'm not sure what they can get out of petspage.com, but stay tuned. We'll find out. And I'm also going to talk about some of the local news, some sad news, some surprising news, and some news happening right now. Stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Deb Wolf, and I'm here at Camp Good Dog with my 6 2-week-old standard poodle puppies. Yes, and they're very cute. If you had a chance to look at them, you know I'm telling you the truth. If you want to see, I just got a reminder, text reminder. Someone who's listening live on air told me that I also posted a video 2 years ago of the same mama dog actually giving birth. So if anybody out there has a dog that's expecting puppies and they've never been through this before, or maybe you're pregnant and you've never been through it before, or maybe you're just curious to see what it would be like to watch a dog have puppies, whelp out puppies. It was beautiful. Nothing went wrong. It's a safe one to look at. Don't worry. And I got it on film. So if you want to see that, you have to go to debwolf.net, debwolfe.net. And, you know, it's probably not for little kids. It's probably not for people who are super squeamish, because it's the real thing. Welcome back to the show, Karen.
Thank you. And I actually did. I found your Facebook page and gave you a like and did watch that one of your little puppies right there.
Wow, you are fast. Well, no wonder you have interns learning at your side. You have mastered social media. I'm very impressed. And I hope your interns are also very impressed as they sit and watch you record this radio show.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff. Okay. So what would a dog or a dog owner, a cat owner, get out of joining your site, putting up a pets page?
So on petspage.com, and I call it a place for social pet lovers. And so social pet lovers are somebody who they like to watch the little dogs or all pets in general that have kind of profiles. I know there's a lot of them on Facebook, and we have a lot of them on petspage.com. But they enjoy following, looking at the pet photos and seeing the pet statuses and seeing what that social pet is actually a term that I coined. So they like to see what they're up to on a daily basis. I know Tinks and I go on all sorts of fun adventures, and he has, you know, fans from all around the world. And so they really like to just kind of see what all's going on in other people's lives, and they just really love the pets. And Tinks actually, you know, he even gets...
You're not telling me Tinks actually looks at this, does he? Does that?
Oh,
he actually
busy.
He does.
Yeah, Tinks is busy. Tinks is he's busy online posting all the time. You know, he's definitely the boss of PetSpace. But no, that's what the people come to PetSpace.com for, because they enjoy that, and they also enjoy talking on behalf of their pets. You know,
right.
if they're helping their mom or their dad doing the post and things like that on petspace.com. So it actually increases the bond between the pet owner and the pet. I believe, I know that since I've been doing this with Tinks for, you know, the last little while here, it's definitely kind of increased our bond. I love to take, like I said with the videos, I love to take videos of him. I love to take photos, and then I like to think about it, you know, his voice and his personality, and it has definitely increased our bond. And one other thing, too, that I think kind of personal mission is to spread happiness throughout the world. And that's all the time what everybody's always posting is they love seeing, because Kingston's always happy. So, you know, he wakes up in the morning, he does things during the day, and then he, you know, at night he's always kind of tucked in and telling everybody nighty-night. And people look forward to seeing that with Tinks and many of the other pets that we have on the social pets that we have on PetSpace.com. So it makes them happy, makes them feel good. They could be having a bad day or could, you know, something's not going right. They can log on to PetSpace.com for 5 minutes. See a couple of cute photos, see a couple of cute comments, and then now their vibration or their mood has kind of changed a little bit. So that's some of the reasons why people go to PetSpace.com. Of course, we have prizes, and that's been one of our big draws lately is that we've been able to organize and partner with this past one we just finished. Over 40 different pet brands gave away over 80 pet prizes, and so people are so excited right now. We were just sending out our winners' announcements and everything, and everybody replying back, you know, how happy that they are to get to win the prizes. We definitely have pet forums. So people can post in the forums and ask questions and answer questions. And our community is you know, it's definitely growing, and it's from people from all over the world. But they, like, the tight-knit bonds that I have seen.
Oh, I'm sure. There's nothing like bonding over a pet. What kind of questions are they asking in the forums, Karen? Is it behavior questions or grooming?
Let me look, actually. We're putting the top, what are some of the top forum discussions of the week? We're working on the Pets Page Weekly Press right now. Callie, the intern, is working on that. So she's
Callie, now that sounds like a great name for a golden retriever. I hate to tell you, Callie, but I got a few in my database. Molly,
yeah,
Maggie,
yeah,
Callie. The boys are named Max and Gus.
We've got food allergies, as always. That's pretty a popular topic in there. Like, people want to know, like, how, you know, what trying to identify and what foods can the pet use.
Well, okay,
like,
you
that.
Know what? Since we're tying into that, when you have a food allergy suspicion, what you usually have with a dog anyway is a dog that's licking and picking at the base of its feet, the pads. And that's because that's where dogs sweat. So if it's got something inside it that's disturbing it, that'll be one of the telltale signs. You'll see brown stains in that area from the saliva because the dog is incessantly picking at these areas. It's itching him. It's bugging him. That's normally one of the telltales. Some of the other signs are just general itching and scratching, upset stomach, you know, all the kinds of things you get when you're eating something that you're allergic to. So it's a little harder to pinpoint. Is this an allergy to something like a cedar bed, or is this something he's eating? If he's picking at his feet, it's usually something he's ingesting. So we get that. And then you kind of look at the food you're using. If you're using a commercial dry food and there's a few basic ingredients in it, you want to switch those. Now, of course, the slow way would be to carefully put your dog on some kind of brown rice and beef diet. And if that worked, start, you know, after 3 weeks, if nothing, there was no bad reaction to that, there'd probably be some green beans and some carrots in there as well, some yams. There's no reaction to that, you'd start adding things. But if you want to do it a quicker way, you don't want to go all the way back to the basic, you could just switch foods. So if your usual one was chicken and rice, go to duck and potato. Now maybe you just knock it out right there. Now, you don't know if it was the chicken or the rice or the preservative, but you solved your problem, so what do you care? You solved your problem.
Yeah.
Sometimes, though, you do that and it still doesn't work, and so you really do need to pinpoint the problem. And that's when you go down to the most simple diet. You ask your vet for help with this. It's going to be veggies and meat and some grain. Not a lot of grain, maybe oatmeal, maybe rice, but you ask your vet for help with that. So we don't have much time left in this segment, but we are coming back for another segment about PetsPage.com. And there's been a lot in the news lately, and I think sometimes if people were on PetsPage.com, they'd have a place to talk about these issues. And sometimes pet people, when they lose a pet or when there's a pet issue in the news, they feel almost like sheepish to mention it. Like, it's not human news, so it shouldn't be important. And I think this is a place where it's okay to talk about pet news. So we're going to come back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, for another segment. And first, I'll start with the news, if that's okay with you, Karen.
That sounds great.
Okay, so we'll be back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk. Stay tuned.
Oh! Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called. He digs the garden and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-collar technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Collars that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-collar technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a Clear Conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Hello, you're back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Hey, Karen, you still here?
Here.
Karen. Oh, good. Okay. Well, I have some terrible news, and I've kind of been avoiding it. A little while back, I'm just looking at a headline from a couple of weeks ago, May 15th. And back then, the headline still was about dog napping. And the idea was, heartbroken owners hope police can track down thieves who snatched 6 pooches from a dog walker's truck. And this was in a suburb just south of Vancouver. I live in a town that my business services Vancouver as well. Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. It's a really big city with tons of dogs. And this is a place in the country, Langley, a little small town where this dog walker was making a living walking dogs at dog parks. And at first, they thought her truck, she reported this dog stolen, that her truck was broken into. And a long search ensued. And I was actually interviewed a bunch of times about this locally. And people were asking me questions that I thought were leading and also off the mark. People were asking me, why would people steal these dogs? And are they stealing these dogs as bait dogs? Because one of the dogs is a pit bull. So one of these dogs was a pit bull, but that's strictly coincidental. I was looking at the pictures of them all and the bio of them all, and I didn't see any dog here who would be stolen for any reason, for resale, for anything. There was nothing I could see. And I kept saying, there's more to this than there seems, and I don't believe that these are the facts. Well, what ended up happening is they found the dogs. The dogs were dumped, and the dog walker was arrested, charged. And it turns out what happened was she accidentally let them die of the heat in the back of her truck. And then she tried to hide it. And people are calling for her to not just have a limit on owning pets for life, but you go to jail and this type of thing. And it's never, ever been in the news before like this. No one's ever done something like this. And I think it's just terrible. But I do think that if more people were part of your site, Karen, maybe they would have solved this sooner, because there would have been a lot more talking, and they might have even found the truck or the bodies, or, you know, their pet owners would have had a vehicle to communicate.
And we do. We really, I know that that is, it tends to be the things that we share on our site, not, you know, me personally, but as well as, like, other other members and things, and it's mm-hmm. something that they've commented. And I know occasionally, but we try to keep things focused on the happy.
Right.
Pet members are welcome, of course, to share whatever, you know, is important to them, and things like that. But it tends to be that we like to focus on kind of the bond and the happiness, and then we hope by doing that, then more and more, you know, pet lovers will understand how, you know, the relationship between the pet and the human, and how, you know, that you shouldn't treat them like that and you shouldn't leave them.
Earlier in the show you mentioned that you hardly ever leave Tink because of the heat. And
yeah,
I think people don't realize how quickly it only takes a couple minutes for your car to go above the level where a dog or cat or person can tolerate. We've had children, elderly people, dogs, cats, all sorts of situations where people underestimated how long they'd be in the store or how hot it was. You know, just take your pet with you or leave them at home. One of the two, but don't leave them in the car. That's the worst scenario. And if you're going to the beach, bring shade and bring water. Dogs love to swim, but they're exposed to the sun all day with the heat beating down on them. No natural dog would ever choose that. A wolf would come out in the evening on a hot day. It wouldn't go in the basking sun in the middle of the day. So if you test your dog's loyalty and have him want to be by your side at the beach, then give him shade and give him water. And then you won't have to deal with first aid and sunstroke and heat stroke. If he's in the back of a pickup truck, he better be secured, because if not, you can lose your license nowadays. There are some really strict rules about this, because they've discovered that a loose dog in the back of a pickup, when an accident happens, becomes a missile, and it kills other people. So they're not putting up with it anymore, and I'm glad for that because of the loose dogs. Because, you know, as well-trained as he is, he can't stay in your car if he's thrown clear, and he can't survive if he's under somebody's wheels. So loose dogs in the back of pickups are a bad idea. If you get a harness, you still have to think about shade and the heat. So if you're walking your dog on a hot day, feel the ground. Make sure it's not too hot for his paws. Make sure the grass isn't too sharp if you're in an area where it's artificial turf and it's sharp, sharp, sharp. You know, just feel it, because he's barefoot. Make sure that there's not been pesticides recently sprayed anywhere, because your dogs are naked, barefoot, and low to the ground. They're going to pick all that up, and whatever's on their fur, they lick to get off. So if you do have an accidental exposure where you've accidentally walked your dog over a newly sprayed lawn, well, hose him off. You know, just get him wet, get him clean, dry him off. He'll be better for it. And really watch the heat in the summer. An old dog doesn't want to go running on a hot day. He may think he does, but you got to be the smarter one on this. Take him in the morning, take him in the evening. No noontime runs for 12-year-old Dalmatians, or you might see a stroke. That's the situations I get emailed about after the fact. And they say, oh, I should have listened to you. You say this all the time. Yeah, well, I want you to hear it first. Your old dog needs to rest on a hot day. I wonder how many old dogs you've got on your site.
Well, a good many. And I did want to share a little bit, just to make sure that you knew and your listeners knew, that we've got a pet owner awareness documentary that's going to start airing this July on public television stations nationwide for over a year, and also a public service announcement that's going to air on primetime on Animal Planet, too, starting in July. And it's about my kind of PetSage.com is a place for, you know, to spread awareness about all things happy and healthy for pets, for sure. But my personal mission is kind of the focus of this documentary, and it's from to increase awareness of advanced veterinary care, like veterinary specialists, because I know a lot of pet owners are like I was about 5 years ago whenever Tink's. I did not know that veterinary specialists existed, and kind of the difference between a general veterinarian and a board-certified veterinary specialist. And my little Tink's almost died from a very serious and often fatal autoimmune disease. And luckily, I found out just in the nick of time to give Tink's a chance to fight for his life. So that's our documentary that we have coming out. So watch for that on public television stations in your area beginning in July, and it'll air for over a year, so PBS and places like that.
Karen, I wasn't able to hear exactly. What condition does Tink have?
So Tink has, and, you know, hopefully he's in remission now, but It's called immune-mediated hemolytic anemia. So I usually just kind of shorten it and say, you know, very serious autoimmune disease. But it was where, for some unknown reason, his immune system spiked and started killing his red blood cells. And so he was didn't have hardly any oxygen in his blood, and his little body was shutting down.
He must have been so tired. Oh, poor little guy.
Yeah,
you know what, Karen? We've run out of time in this segment, but we're going to come back, and we're going to hear what happened with Tink and how the specialists made all the difference. Stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
Get finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. It's Deb Wolf calling from Camp Good Dog. Just in case you didn't catch it, find Camp Good Dog on Facebook, and you can see our two-week-old standard poodle puppies. Or if you want to see an actual birth video, you can go to debwolf.net. And actually, I heard the ad for Bike Toe Leash. And I know those of you who have been listening for 6 months or so have heard me talking about this thing. I finally attached it to my bike. So now I have to attach the dog to the other end, me on the bike, and someone to film it. So eventually, you will see me trying this thing, because I really want to try it with this one standard poodle boy I have who's just so, so fit. I wouldn't try it on a hot, sunny day, though. I wouldn't try it on hot pavement, and I wouldn't try it in the middle of the day, because you got to be kind to your animals and let them do their workouts in the cool. So we've got Karen back, and we're talking about poor little Tinks. And what happened to him when he got misdiagnosed, I'm guessing? How did that go?
Well, and it was, he's 10, a little over 10 years old now, so it was about, he was only 5. Thankfully, he's been happy and healthy and spreading happiness throughout the world for, you know, 5 more years since then. But basically, it was immune-mediated hemolytic anemia. And we like to hike and everything a lot here in Boise, Idaho, where we live. And I kind of noticed he seemed a little bit more winded one day, and then, you know, then the next day he kind of stopped eating. So we had him at our family vet, you know, pretty quick, as I'm sure you can imagine. I'm one of those helicopter moms. Always can notice what's going on with him, and he's so tiny. So
vets on the speed dial.
Yeah, exactly.
You almost drive there on remote control. When you get there, everybody knows your name.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah. And we had him. And so they did some tests. And luckily, we were able to actually get him diagnosed pretty quick with this disease. Again, it's IMHA for short. But he But so we were diagnosed, but then my family vet, who had been our vet for several years, who even called me an anal pet parent, you know, so she knew that we were pretty in tune with kinks. She was not a specialist, and so she was familiar with the disease a little bit, you know, but general practice veterinarians, I love all veterinarians. Definitely, you know, they're your go-to, and you should have a wonderful relationship with your veterinarian that you should go to. But you also have to, we should rely on our veterinarians to know that they're, to let us know that there are specialists that are out there. So board-certified veterinary specialists like Tink's doctor, who we luckily, just in the nick of time, found out about. You know, she's an internal medicine specialist, and so she went to school for an additional 4 years beyond general veterinary, beyond her veterinary degree, and she only sees cases in internal medicine, so cases such as this. She had treated several little white dogs with this disease already that summer, so she's just all the only training that she does is on internal medicine diseases kind of like this, so she's going to know exactly like what the latest therapies are, what you know, what the latest studies are showing, what she tried, you know, what worked on all these past dogs that she treated over the last, you know, couple of months, and so she's truly a specialist, highly specialized, as are all the board certified veterinary specialists. And so that is,
and there's all sorts of specialties, right? Like there's oncology for the cancer. There's the doctors who come around and do the cruciates and certain things like that, where you can have your own vet do it, but he isn't doing it every day.
They're great for you know, the routine stuff. You know, anything. You know, I definitely feel that the relationship should be where you go to your general practice veterinarian, and then you know that they know what they are experts at, and then what they want to kind of refer you to team up with a specialist for, you know, oncology, as you gave an example, neurology, surgery, for sure, board certified surgeons. There's dermatology. There's actually over 40. There's 26 kind of main specialties and 40 subspecialties. And so I feel like, I mean, I grew up, my dad was a veterinarian, so I grew up.
Well, and there are second opinion vets too. There are vets out there who will, even long distance, will consult with your vet.
Yep.
So say you live in a small place and you really can't get to this specialist.
Yeah.
There are specialists who will tell your vet what your vet needs to know.
Exactly.
Your vet can draw the blood, take the urine, give the results, because you don't need to travel all the way there just to get blood and urine, right? Like there's a way to work on this collectively.
Yeah, we were fortunate to be, because they're actually the only one here, the only one in Idaho is here in Boise, and so it wasn't that far. But I was just shocked that that it wasn't until he was practically dead that I was begging for, they were looking at me as if he were dead, you know, and my baby, and I was begging for a blood transfusion, and it was only then that I was informed that, I'd have to go to West Vet, which is the emergency and specialty hospital here, for that blood transfusion, and seven blood transfusions later, and, you know, several layers of, you know, advanced immune suppressants that were added by, you know, under the expertise and guidance of Dr. Ochoa, his board-certified veterinary internist, then he finally, you know, turned the corner and was kind of out of the woods. He's still on a mild dose of an immune suppressant now, because we didn't ever even, you know, we tested everything under the sun. We never found out what it was that actually did make it spike his immune system. So we do keep him on her recommendation. You know, we put everything in her hands, and we knew, she let us know that, you know, it was still a very serious disease and 50-50.
Well, if you don't know what the trigger is, you can't know when. I see what you mean. You have to have a minimum dose to prevent it.
We went with everything that she recommended, knowing that it could work or it might not, but that we trusted her expertise and her specialized training. And we knew that if we were going to give him a chance at all, it would be following everything that she said. And that's what we've done over 5 years ago. And he's at 20-plus. We're shooting for 20-plus good years with Tinks, that's for sure.
Well, the world record holder for oldest dog was 28, and it was a blue heeler. And I used to have a blue heeler, and I really wanted her to get there, but she didn't. So,
sometimes the little dogs will live a little longer.
I knew a woman, I cat sat for her, and when she introduced me to her cat, I think her cat was something like 26 or 24 at the time. I knew her for a few years, And she said, you must take care of this cat, in an Australian accent. She said, because I'm going back to Australia for 3 months, and you must take care of this cat, because I've had it since before I ever was married or had children, and now all my children have grown up and left. You must take care of this cat.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll take care of your cat. Forever. And I did. Yeah. But she's the kind of lady who definitely have a page at petspage.com.
Oh, she would. Probably. Sure. We would love her there. I did want to mention one more thing. I know because the segment might be over here soon, but so that's what the documentary is about, and that's going to start airing in July, and we've got board-certified oncologist is on there with me, Dr. Sue, and then Tink's doctor, and it's really good information that kind of shares about Tink's story. And in conjunction with that, at PetSpace.com, what we're working on right now that will launch in time for the documentary is a FindAVetSpecialist.com. So part of a separate domain, but also part of PetSpace.com, so it's going to be another resource where we have on there. So coming soon, I have links to some ways that you can find it right now, but if your pet is, you know, you want a second opinion, or, you know, there's something that's non-routine that's going on with your pet, definitely go to petspage.com, look for find a vet specialist, and you'll be able to find a specialist in your area, so that way you can kind of know where to go, and also understand the difference between a specialist and a general veterinarian, and how it all works together, how the relationship should work between a pet owner and a general vet and the specialist. Should your pet be diagnosed with anything non-routine, or if your pet is just simply not getting better?
If it's undiagnosable, that's a key sign too. Okay, well, we have to go to break. We'll be back after break again with Karen Bostick, and we'll talk a little more about this on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and I'll give you some news too. Stay tuned.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Has your life gone to the dogs? Are you at your wit's end? We can help. At America's Canine Academy, our specialists can put an end to the mutt mayhem and magically stop the destructive behaviors that your crazed canine has developed. We offer step-by-step guidance and make-sense techniques that will turn your problem dog into a calm, stable, and well-behaved companion. And we can even do it all by phone. Even from afar, we can assess a dog-gone-wrong situation and help you recapture your sanity. Call 877-WE-WHISPER, americascanineacademy.net, where dog whisperers are trained.
Your doggy,
I'm your doggy,
and I love you,
and
you know that I really do.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And Karen, before we get back to talking about your page, I'd like to just mention that if you are going out in the sun with dogs, you got to watch the pale patches, the freckly spots, the patches on their noses and faces that don't have any fur. That needs sunscreen, and you need a special sunscreen. If you use zinc and your dog licks it, your dog will get diarrhea, which is the last thing you want on your beach trip. So I think I've covered most of the heat safety this show. Make sure you have water always, and make sure you tie down water if you think your dog's likely to spill it. The water should be in the shade so it doesn't heat up. Fresh water is important. Let's see. If your dog does get too much sun, then wet it down and get it in the shade immediately. Get to the vet. Okay, so there was news today, really scary news in Canada, in New Brunswick, where there's an armed gunman just roaming the streets, and he shot five police people. Three are wounded and receiving care. Two died, I believe. I might have that wrong because it was ongoing and the story was coming in and fast-changing just before I came on the air today. But five police officers were shot in all at the last I heard, and a couple perhaps died. And this guy was still loose. And the thing I noticed, which I often notice lately when I look at news like this, is how quickly they had the dog teams in there. How much dogs do to keep us safe nowadays, and just how proud I feel of dogs when I see them working like that. So, Karen, do you give any shout-outs to the working dogs at Pet Pages?
Well, I'm sure we definitely of all sorts of dogs. A lot of ours that are on there are kind of more of the family pets. I would love to have. To have some working dogs on there, and then maybe I'll make a note here, and we'll get a little bit of a find some that we can follow and invite them to come on there and post.
Oh, that would be so interesting. If you could follow the life of a seeing eye dog or a hearing dog or a dog who lives in a seniors facility. Oh man, now there's a life. That dog's going places.
Yeah, I think that we do have a therapy dog or two that kind of visits some different things. So we've got a lot of the ones on there that have kind of a larger lifestyles, you know, helping and doing good. And actually in my photography book that's coming out here, you know how things always take longer than you anticipate. But by the end of today, hopefully, or this week at the latest, fingers crossed, our first social pet superstars of pets page. The photography book, which is where we hold regular contests, but these winners were selected and to be featured in our first series of the Social Pet Superstars. So it's an actual book that has photos from pets kind of around. We featured 14 Social Pet Superstars in there, and it has their profile and lets you know what's going on with them, and it has their, you know, little pictures and kind of comments that they would say. But we have, I mean, the most amazing stories that we just kind of reading through it and some of the positivity that comes from their stories. A lot of them are pets that have had maybe a birth defect or, you know, was kind of deemed by the shelters as being not placeable. And so we're going to go ahead and have their poor little lives terminated, but yet they were saved by their forever homes. And so their stories are in there, and ones that have kind of different, some health problems here and there, but about they always focus on, and that's what I love, because it is kind of part of the things that we focus on PetSpace.com, is like, even though this has happened, I, you know, now look at me. Look at me now. Look how great I am. I've got parents.
Yeah, you know, I follow the animal news, and I'm often announcing the headlines, and I can't help but notice how often the animal that goes out of its way to save somebody, like that cat that attacked that dog that was attacking the toddler recently, or in that one, I'm not sure of the circumstances of the cat's adoption, but there was a cat on Vancouver Island who saved the whole family from a fire. And the man was like annoyed with the cat for trying to get in the house and trying to wake them up. And he threw it out. It was just driving him crazy. And the cat just kept at it until the guy finally went out to yell at the cat and realized, oh, my house is on fire, you know? So, and that cat was a rescue cat. There was a dog a few years back, 3 years ago, and was a Cocker Spaniel, older, a little bit pathetic. Trucker guy decided to adopt it. He doesn't even know why. It was like on the side of a road at one of his stops once. He picked it up. He thought, oh, maybe it'll be a good companion. Within 6 weeks, he jackknifes in the snow. He's left for dead. Nobody even knows he's there. His truck is completely gone off the highway. This little dog makes it back to the highway, sits, and flags down a police cruiser. She actually puts her paw in the air, and the policeman driving by thinks that's weird to see a Cocker Spaniel out in the middle of the wilderness shaking paw. And when he tried to get her in his car, she wouldn't go. She made him follow her, and that's how the guy got saved. So sometimes these animals give back and then some.
Oh, definitely.
I'm sure
and
you've got
to the owners and everybody around, just the love that they seem so, you know, so happy and grateful to be alive too. So I know there's the ones that do go to the extremes like that story, but they definitely just the love that they give.
Well, they say that our hearts beat less quickly, that we have less stress in our bodies, less chemical signs of stress in our bodies, that we have oxytocin released when we pet our animal companion, that all this stuff goes on with us that we're not really realizing that it makes us healthier just by having pets.
True, and that's actually a little bit of kind of, you know, to lead back to the big go back to the beginning question that you asked me, like why do people, you know, join PetSage.com? They, even though without having that pet right there, there are a lot of people who are unable to, for whatever, you know, situation right now, they're unable to have a pet kind of right there with them in their home or part of their family. But they do receive a lot of the same benefits from seeing and feeling that bond from that pet, you know, if photos and posts and statuses and things like that, you know, continue on a regular basis. They get that love that makes them feel good, and they look forward to seeing that pet every day. And sometimes every now and again, it's like, oh, where's Tinks? Or some of the other, you know, Tia or some of the other pets that we have on there that's really popular. I mean, they look forward to seeing them. For, you know, it definitely helps probably a lot of the similar health benefits like what you were just mentioning.
I think so. I mean, even our Camp Good Dog Facebook page, we get so many hits. Mm-hmm. There's people who just really get a supercharge out of seeing a happy dog rolling in the grass or swimming in a pond, you know? And so why not give it to them, right? Why not give them a place to find it when they want it? Want that? You're stressed out. I mean, it's better than grabbing a cigarette, right? It's better than playing a slot machine. Get your fix of puppy or kitty. There's a new comedy show on BBC, and he just did this one skit. He said, this is how I would do the news so I could get people to watch better. And he started reading pretend news, and instead of the picture behind him being, you know, a photograph of police chasing down a gunman or whatever the news story was, he showed cute photographs of puppies and kittens. And it was just so funny. Like, it was just so funny. You couldn't take your eyes off it. And he said, you see, more people would watch the news. And that's basically what you're providing people with.
Definitely. A lot of fun and good vibrations and happiness. And we do have, you know, the pet health information, and we do have a couple of regular kind of veterinarians and trainers that are on there posting information and blogs on a regular basis. And we always have contributed pet tips from professionals and things kind of all around. And then with the forums, you know, a lot of good stuff. And then we're looking forward to having the Find a Vet Specialist coming as well.
So if you want to find it, go to petspage.com. Thank you for joining me today, Karen. Karen Bostick from petspage.com. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So everyone listening, I've told you already, there's puppy videos and pictures at Facebook, Camp Good Dog. There's a live birth video at debwolf.net, and that's where you can find a lot of my old All Paws Pet Talk radio shows indexed by subject. So if you want to hear your favorite guest or your favorite topic, or you got a dog that doesn't listen or a cat that won't use the litter box, well, if you've got one of those, send me an email and I'll talk about it on the show. All right, everybody, until next week, be good to your animals.
And anytime you're near.